Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein on phasesofsuccessradio.com. Oh, I am so excited for tonight's show. We are talking about one of my favorite topics, and that is the topic of orgasm. But in addition, combining that with energy and healing work and seeing how your life can transform. So on tonight's show, we have the amazing Amy McBain, and she is a free-spirited bohemian who has a passion for life and wants others to find their bliss. She's also been called a sexual shaman. She found her true self through sexual exploration and believes she can help others do the same, and that we can change the world if we harness the energy of intentional orgasm. She launched her business featuring intentional orgasm with the goal of bringing the power and peace and meditation to the masses and helping others to awaken to their true potential through the exploration and intent of the most powerful energetic experience one can have, orgasm. This process helps you release all your negative energy, blocks, programming, fear, guilt, shame around sex through guided meditation, chakra opening, aura cleanse, and DNA activation, which she then takes and activates in your body through a special three-position sensual tantric massage utilizing elemental energy, touch, which culminates in her bringing you to orgasm manually so that you can supercharge the intention of what you want to manifest in your life with the potent creative power of your own orgasmic energy. This is a combination of ancient spiritual practices combined with forward-thinking, sex-positive concepts. It changes lives in just one session. So I have Amy on the line here with us. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Welcome, and thank you very much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
You're welcome. I am excited for this show, and I'm especially excited to talk about. So, Amy, you know, in prep for this show, I got to experience one of these intentional orgasm sessions, and it was life-changing. So I can attest to that. A little bit later in the show, we'll talk about my experience. But, yay. Getting to, you know, Amy, let's just start. How did you get into this work?
Well, it's actually a very fascinating story, Carly. You wouldn't think that I would be doing the work that I do now, given that I'm from small-town Michigan, right-wing Christian upbringing, Lutheran schools, kindergarten through high school, and now I'm essentially a sacred sex worker. And it is honestly through pure, raw sexual exploration that I found my way back to my soul, which I believe is something that's lacking in this world and something we all need to do. As we constantly take on the energy of other people and other things and lose pieces of ourselves, and we tend to kind of go through life not fully in our potential. So it was actually swinging with my then husband that allowed me to open to this innate part of me that I call source energy. We all came from an orgasm. It's source energy. It's that universal energy field that we all came from before we became physical matter, that in the moment of orgasm, you get to touch back that universal energy field that you came into being on. The waves of that energy is so powerful. And orgasm creates other human beings. It truly is the most powerful energy we were given to experience in this physical body. And unfortunately, the way that our world is set up, I believe it was constructively programmed out of us in a way. There's so much intrinsic fear and guilt and shame and programming around open sexual exploration. I believe the powers that be, the politics, the money of the world, wants us to be disconnected from ourselves that way so that they can then control us. So using a practice like this, bringing you back to your source energy through a consciousness practice, allows you kind of a fast track to find your way back to you. But it was purely raw sexual energy, just being a swinger and polyamory and open sexual exploration that allowed me to awaken to these other possibilities. The first time I walked into a swinger club, something clicked within me. And I kind of said to myself, they lied to me. They, the powers that be, especially those of the formalized religion and church that's so pervasive in this world, when they said that sex was somehow wrong or dirty or bad or had to be kept in secret or had to have all these rules around it. And it was from that place of re-tapping into my raw, ancient sexuality that I went on a soul journey of trying to study other things that the world doesn't usually accept in mainstream, other ways of consciousness and awakening of the soul. And from that was birthed this practice of intentional orgasm, which is a true pairing of ancient consciousness, proven practices of moving energy, harnessing it, moving it, and essentially rebirthing you to your authentic soul energy that chose to come here. And then a unique thing that I do is I anchor it to your orgasm, to your pleasure principle, fully bringing all of that etheric energy into your body in a very powerful shamanic way so that you don't ever want to be disconnected from your soul again. It makes it really powerful in terms of the way we anchor it into source energy. And then you're rewarded, essentially. You're given a happy ending for doing this kind of deep soul work, which makes it last. I believe it truly brings it more into our physical body, into our physical reality, whereas some meditative and spiritual practices I feel like either stay out in the ethers and they're not so accessible, or they come back into the crazy monkey mind. But by pairing a practice like this directly with your orgasm, it allows the energy of what we're doing and that activation to stay on an energetic level beyond the thinking mind. So you don't have to think about it. You don't have to process on it. It just alights all of your cells to the intrinsic potential that you already had when you came here.
Yeah, I love it. It's like a lot of other practices just kind of do mind and spirit, where you bring it all together, body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah, and that's truly the shamanic part of this practice. And for me, my mind is just way too active to just try to find some happy, empty place. So I find that active guided meditation and some of these other practices allows me to go to more of a subconscious space. But even if I were to do just those type of practices, I always found that when I would leave a practitioner or leave my own practice, my mind would turn back on and start processing or judging on what it is I just tried to do within the mind. But by taking all of that and bringing it into the body immediately before the mind turns back on, and essentially taking that soul energy, it sounds kind of out there, but my goal is to rebirth each individual who comes across my door, their soul. I believe we were perfect. Energy is infinite. It cannot be destroyed. It can't be destroyed, which means it's infinite, which means the energy of your soul, that intrinsic piece of you, always existed. And my belief system is that all of that energy was just a universal energy field, all energy, all knowing, what people have decided to call God. And that means that your soul, when it was out there, decided, made a choice to come into physical reality, into your body, for a reason. And I believe when it crashed into your body, it was perfect, full of its remembering of where it came from, of its purpose, of its passion. And because everything is energy, we all trade energy constantly. And I believe we primarily trade it in four different energy fields. This is kind of a shamanic teaching. We trade it in the energy fields of earth, water, air, fire. Your earth energy has to do with your physical reality, your physical body, the things you can touch and see and feel. Your water energy is your heart, your emotions, your relationships to others. Your air energy is your mind, your consciousness, your thoughts, as well as your programming and conditioning that you may have taken on. And then your fire energy is your soul, the essence of you, your spirit, your passion, your desires. So as soon as we're born, we start trading the energy with those around us within those four groups. And we tend to primarily take on a lot of mind energy, a lot of thought processes, belief systems, usually of our nuclear family that we were born into. Whatever their lens of the world is, you will have taken on some of that energy inadvertently. And once your soul crashes into this physical reality, this physical body, it is now in a finite container. It is no longer infinite energy. And so what happens is as soon as you take on the energy of somebody else, you immediately, inadvertently, start losing a piece of your authentic soul energy. And this is a constant process over time that, frankly, we're not trained in a society how to deal with, and hence why most people become lost at some point. And I believe we reach a tipping point at some point that they call universally a midlife crisis. And I believe that kind of phenomenon of a waking up and wondering, is there more to this, and starting asking those deep soul questions, is the tipping point of your soul saying, I cannot take on the energy of anybody else. If I do, I'll lose another piece of me, and you may lose me, your connection to me completely. Well, what I found in doing this type of energy work is that we don't have to wait for that rock bottom or wake-up call. We can consciously choose to learn how to move our own energy fields and find our way back to those authentic pieces of us. Because it's all just energy, which means all those pieces of you that you may have lost when you conformed or put yourself in a box or did things that you regretted or did things that you knew weren't of your highest good, all those little pieces of you are still out there. So this process is just using proven techniques of guided meditation, activation, chakra opening, movement of energy to clear you of all the bullshit that you may have taken on throughout your life, from relationships, from jobs, from bad things that may have happened to you, from thought processes, and then filling you back in and calling back all those pieces of your authentic soul so that you can live a more authentic life. That's the goal here, is we should live more fully and more authentically. And what better way to do it then paired with the most pleasurable experience you can have, that of an orgasm, which then is source energy and completely connects you back to you. It's fascinating and mind-blowing to me once I kind of stumbled into this that more people aren't doing this. And I think it scares people because of this deep-seated programming and conditioning around sex that the bigger world, I'm hoping, is ready for this because I think it's really needed in the world. It's really needed. And there's a lot of people who come to me who I don't think would have done meditation or energy work, but because of the sex component, because frankly, sex sells, right? And why is that? I believe it's because sex is universal. We all have sexual impulses across species, in fact. That sexual drive is so intrinsic, it's that source energy. So using it, since it does sell, as a way to expand consciousness is a rather novel idea. But I'm hoping one that really takes off. I encourage everybody to take a piece of whatever you're hearing today and make it your own. And you don't have to come to somebody like me. You can create essentially a ritual around your own masturbation practice that will always reconnect you to you and bring this energy into your life.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk a little bit later about my experience because, whoo, did we have some shifts.
Yeah, we did. Oh, it was such an honor to work with you. And this is so powerful to be able to talk about it with you having just actually experienced it. So you can give your listeners a firsthand experience of what this is. Because I realize that I push a lot of people's buttons, and this is a very out there kind of practice. But I believe you will be able to attest to the fact that while it seems really out there and might be nerve-wracking at first, by the time you're done, it seems very natural.
Well, right. And prior to this, being that I am quite heterosexual, I never thought I could have an intimate moment like that with a woman. And lo and behold, it felt so comfortable. It was amazing.
Yeah. You know, that's the part that kind of blows my mind because it's really, and this is something that I strive to bring out in my group workshops. I do this work primarily one-on-one and with couples, but I also play with group energy and the amplification of individual energy in a group setting as a conscious kind of ritual. And I'm always amazed at the people that are willing to come and do this type of work and the people that paradigm shift happens where I truly believe we can start to see each other not in the sexual way we've typically been taught, which is, I think you're attractive, I want to fuck you. I don't think you're attractive, I don't want to have any sexual energy with you. I truly believe our sexual energy is so intrinsic and such a source point of energy that we should be able to trade it in a conscious way with just about anybody. And I truly believe my gift to the world is that each person who crosses my door, not only am I able to see their soul, but I'm able to recognize the aspect of their entire being that is rawly sexual and combine those two. And people in my group workshops a lot of times express the same thing. It's this idea that we all have an intrinsic energy worker within us. It's just not been activated. And the fact that you can learn it is really powerful. And it's very shocking to me, some of the people that end up at my door. And if you don't mind, I want to share this little story because this is probably one of my best success stories. I've been doing this work for almost 4 years, touched literally hundreds of lives. There's testimonials on my website and in my book about the way this kind of ripples out. Because it's such a source intrinsic energy, if you're able to shift it and find your way back to you and anchor it this way, it naturally has these ripples out into almost all areas of your life. What I'm really surprised by is the type of clientele I get. So I knew when I started I would get two distinct types of groups. I knew I would get people who were already into the metaphysical, spiritual consciousness worlds, but maybe who had not been exposed to kind of more of the direct sexuality. And I knew I would get people from the sex-positive world, the swingers, the polyamorous, the fetishists, or anybody who was more rawly open sexually but hadn't been exposed to energy work and meditation. What I did not count on was this other subgroup of clients who really have no exposure to either, but for whatever reason, their soul chose this as the vehicle to help them find their way back to themselves. And I actually gave a 70-year-old woman the first orgasm of her life about 2 months ago. And this woman is still currently a Baptist Sunday school teacher. 70 years old, married to the same man her entire life, never had an orgasm, never been touched by a woman, never heard of meditation, never heard of energy work, not the kind of person I thought would end up at my door. Well, she had had some sexual abuse issues as a child, and that is one of my specialties, is helping men and women who have had any type of sexual abuse to be able to clear that on an energetic level more than they've ever gone through therapy and tried to think about it, or even on a spiritual level, and then tie it with this positive sexual experience to kind of anchor that energy back. Well, she didn't know any of this. Her husband had read a blurb on some website about what I do and thought that I might be able to help her clear that energy just so that she'd be able to have an orgasm. So he surprised her for her birthday and bought her a session, and then pre-booked a session for her 2 days later. So she arrived at my door kind of angry because I don't typically offer a refund within a certain amount of time, and he didn't really tell her what she was in for until he had already booked the session. So she didn't want to lose the money and yet was very skeptical and quite close-minded about what it is that she was in for. But she came anyway, and I spent extra time talking to her in the right terminology about what it is that I do. She's very religious, so I talked to her in more of a religious terminology that she could understand why it's important to bring yourself back to that source energy, that touching of God. And I actually give people an experience where I take them back to the very moment of their birth in this kind of deep trance-like state so that they can remember the fullness and the potency of their soul energy that chose to come here after first clearing all the energy. So I did this neurolinguistic programming time mapping with her to take her back to when the abuse happened, switch the energy of it. She had incredible emotional release, brought her out of it, and she was so amazed by the transformation. And she said to me, you know, in that last moment when you took me back to the day of my birth and I got to look down into my own infant eyes and see the divinity and the wholeness of my soul, she said, that's the first time I've ever actually felt God in my life. And I've been in the church and been a Sunday school teacher for 40-some years. And at the very beginning when we were just sitting talking, she wasn't sure that she could do the physical part at all. She said that was way too much of a stretch for her, especially with me being a woman. When we finished with the meditation and the DNA activation, she was so astounded. She said, I get it. You are a gift to this world, and I do understand why you would want to bring this into my body. I'm going to allow you to do the physical portion. I just don't think I can let you touch me down there. This is a woman who couldn't even vocalize the name of her genital. She just called it down there. We went through the first two positions of the massage with a shamanic energetic touch where I use earth, water, air, fire touches to balance those energies intrinsically within the body of the client, using essential oils and activating every cell of their physical body. We get through the first two positions, and she's melting. I think there were parts of her body that I touched that had probably never been touched by another human being. Bringing all of that juicy soul energy into every cell of her body, she's like, you know what? I'm here. You might as well try. I don't think it's going to work for you to bring me to orgasm anyway, but you might as well try. And as soon as I created an energetic circuit, which I do between the G-spot and the clit, this woman started shuddering and shaking so hard she was shaking the floor of my studio in this beautiful, cataclysmic, cathartic orgasm, first one of her life. And I swear to God, she looked 15 years lighter, younger instantly. She wrote me a few days later. Her husband was calling her Sparky. They were having sex all the time. Her children were asking her what happened. The ladies at church were asking her if she'd had a facial because she looked so much younger. And that, to me, is the epitome of why this energy works. If a churched, programmed, conditioned, essentially homophobic woman can find her way back to her soul energy through this and have it stick, that's all I need to know. This can work for anybody.
that's
and it's
amazing.
Pleasurable. It's such this reward. It creates this cycle of energy that you want more consciousness in your life because you just had this intense, powerful orgasm. And a lot of my clients tell me they have more intense orgasms than usual in a setting like this. And I think it's because they actually have more energy available for the orgasm to it's like fuel for the orgasm and then more open energy channels. So I bet literally if there was a way to measure it, the orgasm is actually more intense of an energy field going out. So the essence of this is to clear you of all the bullshit you've taken on your whole life. And then before we bring it into your body, you set the intention now of what you want to manifest, what you most want in your life. And then your energy of your orgasm literally shoots that intention out into the world, supercharging it.
Yeah,
God, I could just talk about this all day, Carly. Hopefully we're not overloading your listeners with too much.
No, it's fabulous. Thanks. We're going to go to break real quick, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And we are back with Amy McBain on Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein. And this is a live show on facesofsuccessradio.com. So if you have any questions or comments for Amy or myself, you can call in at 323-642-1569, just dial 1 to get into the queue, and we'll take your call. So we are talking about intentional orgasm tonight and the power of it. And it's, like I said, we'll be talking in a little bit about my experience with this. And let me say, it was life-changing. So, Amy, what's the history of this type of practice?
That's actually really fascinating. So I feel like in many ways I kind of stumbled into this type of practice. And then when I realized how powerful it was transformationally, not only in my own life but my clients, I wanted to spread the word. So I actually wrote a book that I published, self-published last year, called Intentional Orgasm, Changing the World One Orgasm at a Time. In the course of writing the book, where in the book I basically gift this practice. So if this is something that calls to you, you can get my book. It's on Amazon, it's on Kindle, or you can, if you're local in Colorado, you can contact me for a physical copy as well. In it, I basically gift this practice. You could pick it up, kind of make it your own. And in doing that, I wanted to study the history of what has been done in the past around spirituality and sexuality. And it was mind-blowing me to find out that these types of practices are very ancient. These were done pre-man's religion. And I believe it was these types of practices that allowed people to live more authentically, more compassionately, more openly in a much more happy, peaceful, successful world. And the most fascinating piece when I was doing the research behind these practices was what was going on around the time the Catholic Church was started. They recently found some doctrines, look it up, called the Magdalene Manuscript, that essentially proves that there was a practice similar to this that supposedly Mary Magdalene was doing with Jesus in order to increase his energy, his ka body, so that he could transcend the physical body for those 3 days that he supposedly went into the tomb and physically died, proving that this was a rampant practice back then. And when people were doing a type of consciousness and connected to their inherent sexuality practice, they couldn't be as controlled by the powers that be. And there's some proof and speculation that when the Catholic Church was started, it was very politically and power money-minded started. And they destroyed all of the manuscripts of these types of practices, branded most of, especially the sacred priestesses that were doing this type of work, as either witches and burned them at the stake or as prostitutes. And they got caught up in the legal field, just like somebody would potentially today. And then changed the whole essence, reinterpreted some of the texts that they used to create the Bible and the fundamental tenets of the Catholic Church to instill all of this fear and this guilt and this shame that has then been perpetuated across generations and frankly become very insidiously culturally. Like, we are thrown sex in our face all the time to kind of get us awakened, to get us aroused. And yet there's this duality of, but keep it secret, and it's dark, and it's dirty, and it's wrong, I believe almost as a way of mind control. Let's dumb us down, and let's disconnect us from ourselves as a society so that then those powers that be can control us. And there seems to be a resurgence of people doing more of this type of practice. Tantra is booming right now, and a lot of sacred sexuality practices are, because I believe it's time. The world needs this, and it may be the only way to actually save this world, because, like I said, sex sells. So there will be people who will do a consciousness practice if sex is involved, if that wouldn't do it if it was just doing a group, say, meditation. So I truly believe we can change the world one orgasm at a time, and it's a practice like this that could potentially launch that.
Yeah, it's interesting when you say that, because when I was doing pure romance parties, I would say that all the time, changing the world one orgasm at a time.
Yeah. And a lot of people, it's kind of a phrase that keeps coming up. A lot of people are getting that concept because, again, it makes, once you know it, you can't unknow it. It makes sense, right? Like, an orgasm is pleasurable, and it's source energy. Like, that concept, once I realized that, like, that's where we came from. And I've got some really out there ideas of other things we can do with this. I do a practice called conscious conception, where if a couple is ready to and know they want to create a child, they will come to me each individually first to get themselves completely cleared of all the negative energy they've taken on their whole life, all the programming and the conditioning, all the relationship baggage, all the physical manifestation, and any layers that are on their soul. And then they come together as a couple, and I teach them a ritual of this type of practice, especially with the four elemental energy touches and this special massage technique, along with an audio of the same guided meditation that I use to clear their energy, that they then take home and use every time they want to have sex in order to conceive a child. So they're literally setting the intention on clear open energy channels, calling in the energy of that soul, of that child. And then I would love to create a whole, honestly, like a sex church and school, a sanctuary around these types of practices where people can come and literally cradle-to-grave services, so conscious conception, with a sacred birthing center, so these babies that are being born can be born in the right energy. And I do one of the most intense practices I do, and I'll speak a little bit in more detail about this in a few minutes, is a DNA activation. And I would love to be able to activate the DNA of each baby as soon as it's born so that it doesn't forget who it is and isn't so prone to taking on other people's energy, all the way up through, I want to do sacred rites of puberty, rites of passage for puberty, so that kids, when they're first coming into their sexual energy, don't have to take on that fear and that guilt and that shame and that, especially religious programming and dogma that some of us have, all the way up to one of my craziest ideas is death by orgasm. Why can't we have hospice centers where if we came into this world on the waves, the energetic waves of an orgasm, can't we leave the world the same way, sending our beautiful soul energy back to that infinite energy field on the same energy it came in here with? Pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So you've kind of touched on working with couples, working one-on-one, working with groups. So just kind of, can you go into more depth about
what an actual session is? Yeah, that would probably be. I tend to talk very big ideas about it, but I do want to share the practicality of it. So if you come to me, and I'll just talk first about a one-on-one session, I'm going to ask you to set two sets of intentions. Something or some things that you're aware of that you need to release in your life. And it can be anything. It can be, for Carly, it was this resistance around fear of truly being seen and all her power in the world. Like I said before, some people, it's some sexual abuse or some other physical trauma that happened during their childhood. It can be a past relationship. It can be an insecurity about self, or it can be current poverty issues. There's really nothing that can't be cleared on an energetic level. So you set the intention of what you want to release, and you set the intention of what you want to call into your life. And then I basically take my clients on a pretty deep soul dive. And what I do is the first half of the session, in a general session, a first session lasts anywhere from 2 to 3 hours of a deep kind of subconscious energetic dive back to your soul. So I take four ancient proven practices, using each one to kind of come at the energy of what you need to release from a different angle to make sure we get to the root of it. So the first thing we do is we talk about your intentions and then we set them. And I have you write them in a very ritualistic way, writing them in a spiral to set the intention of what we're going to release and what we're going to call in. And then I do an aura cleanse, clearing the energy that's pushing in around you. We have to clear what's kind of around you before we can get to what's within you. And then I take you on a deep guided meditation involving setting a grounding cord that comes out of the base of your spine that goes all the way down to the center of the earth. And then you simply begin to become aware of your own energy fields and where you're carrying blocked energy. And again, we tend to carry energy in those four energy groups, in our mind, which is our thoughts, in our heart, our feelings, and our relationships, in our physical body, our physical reality, and then the layers of our soul. So it's this trying to find the energy of what might be blocking you, and then you kind of tap it with your attention, and the energy liquefies and drips out of you down your grounding cord, while simultaneously feeling the gravitational pull from the center of the earth reaching up through your grounding cord and pulling layers and layers of other people's energy and other things out of you. I then do a little bit of soul retrieval, which is calling back all those pieces of you that you may have lost when you took on other people's energy, fill you in with that, and then I do a breathing exercise and a visualization to help open and balance all of your chakras. You have 7 chakras. They're like your energy centers. Typically, unless you've done some energy work, they're either stagnant or turning in the wrong direction, But because everything is energy, the intention of the mind is strong enough to be able to visualize it all moving and getting balanced. And then the last two procedures I do are two of the most powerful things I've ever come across, and they're two of the most ancient procedures I've found as well in terms of moving energy. One is called a cap removal, and it's designed to try to get to those deep-seated thought systems, programming, conditioning, belief systems that you've taken on that kind of color your view of the world. And then I do a DNA activation, which is truly the most powerful thing I've ever come across and results in a complete reactivation, reprogramming of all your energy, connecting you deeply to your authentic DNA, and then rebirthing your soul. And this is something that you're not going to typically find written about in books. It's considered handed down knowledge because it's so powerful. I studied in an ancient mystery school for almost 5 years to learn this technique. But it is the most powerful thing I've found to be able to bring people fully back to themselves. It involves a lot of visualization, feeling energy systems in your body, activating your physical organs and systems, as well as, at the very end of it, involves a reintegration of the four primary aspects of yourself. And basically what that means is that we're born, we're infants, we're then toddlers, we're adolescents, we're teenagers, and then we become adults. Well, once we become adults, it's not that our energy is set, but it's somewhat set in motion. And we typically lose a pretty significant aspect of that authentic soul energy in each of these four primary dimensions. So I literally, in this kind of trance-like state, take you back to four different moments in time so that you can change the energy of anything that happened to you. I take you back to around the time of your 18th birthday, to the moment of puberty, to a happy day in childhood. Switch the energy of anything that happened to you, and then you breathe each of those aspects of you. You anchor them into a different part of your body. And then at the very end, the very last codon, I give you this experience that I spoke of before where I take you back beyond your thinking memory to the very day of your birth. And I give you an experience of being able to look down into your own infant eyes, having just been born, before you've lost any aspect of yourself, before you've taken on anything, and see the intrinsic perfection and power and potency of your soul energy shining forth. You then bring that into your body, activate it. I then slowly bring you out of this kind of energetic, altered state with some Sanskrit chanting and some essential oils. And then before your mind has a chance to turn back on, I immediately take all that energy. We get naked at that point, and I give you this shamanic full-body central tantric massage. It involves three positions. If you want to see what they are, there are diagrams on my website, which is www.intentionalorgasm.com. And then, as I said, I use this special touch using four distinct touches that evoke the energies of earth, water, air, fire, so that it intrinsically balances those energies within you, but it also heightens your senses because your body doesn't know which type of touch is going to come next. And once we're ready to breathe that energy into your body, I ask you to give yourself some permissions. You're going to reset the energy now in your mind of what you most want to manifest, and then I ask you to give yourself permission to allow your soul to be fully brought into your body and to allow yourself to feel as much love and honor and nourishing and cherishing of that precious soul energy as you can possibly receive into every cell of your body. There's three positions to this massage. In the third position, you're essentially laying perpendicular to me with your genitals in my lap. I make sure to open your sacral chakra and any blockages that are there, and then I manually go into a sacred spot massage with the goal of allowing you to fully receive your pleasure principle and allow your orgasm to be released out into the world, supercharging the intention of what you want to manifest. And a couple things happen. One, you usually have this really intense explosion of positive energy, your orgasm going out into the universe. But you know what happens when you have an orgasm. All of those wonderful chemicals release out of your brain, the oxytocin, the feel-good chemicals, and also the somewhat forgetful chemicals. And typically, you'll feel like a bowl of jelly at that point. And a beautiful thing that happens is you create this new mind-body connection around your sense of self, your sense of soul, your place in the world. But I think the most important piece is the fact that you feel like a bowl of jelly. Because then that crazy monkey mind that's always trying to process things can't necessarily go back and try to analyze on the whole beginning part, on the deep guided meditation and the soul retrieval. It just anchors that energy firmly within you so you don't have to go back and try to process on it and think about it, which keeps it on this subconscious level that will then permeate out into all layers of your life. It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, and Amy, tell us a bit, just a small bit, about the group work you do.
Yeah, so I kind of stumbled into doing that. I wasn't as aware of how powerful and inherently sacred group work can be. But when I launched my book, I wanted to do something that people could experientially enjoy. So with a group workshop, it's called Orgasmic Sensation Experience, and I host it once a month with a group of 20 strangers. I do achieve gender balance, 10 women, 10 men, and I host this at my home in the mountains above Golden. And what it is I first start, we start with a sacred circle of agreements of confidentiality and some other rules and boundaries, and then I do a discussion, much as I'm talking to you now, about this practice of intentional orgasm. I then guide the entire group on setting of their intentions, what they want to release, what they want to call into their life, and then I guide them all on the same setting of the grounding cord release meditation and the chakra opening exercise. And then I orchestrate this group energy experiment. I have four massage tables set up, and there will be one person receiving at each table with four people representing the directional energy, the elemental energy that is inherent in life, all pouring energy into this one person. And we all do it in this unique shamanic way of all four tables are balancing earth energy at the same time, water energy, air energy, fire energy. And then ultimately, if that person wants, they can then be brought to orgasm on the table with this group energy around. And when they're first on the table, it's big for me to, one, consent is huge, but also owning your own boundaries and your own requests. So people typically come with some level of baggage. And when I'm talking at the beginning, the idea is that, again, we can each unleash our own inner energy healer and practice on others, seeing their sexual energy as just another aspect of their soul. Not, this person is attractive, I want to fuck them. This person is not attractive to me, I don't want to. How about just seeing every single person in front of us as a perfect soul who just wants to be loved and honored and nourished and cherished, and their sexual energy can absolutely validly be a part of that. So it has been incredibly mind-blowing, and we go through these stages of everybody gets a chance to receive what essentially is then an eight-handed shamanic energy balancing massage with, if you want, to be brought to orgasm at the end. And then it switches to a whole other layer of more direct orgasmic experience. So then I will have four stations set up, one with my Sibian, one with a new male device called a Vibirect, Hitachi wand, and then a violet wand. And the idea is that you can explore limits and lengths of your orgasmic expression within this group energy. So oftentimes I will demo on the Sibian with four people around me, again, setting that safe container and holding energy and moving energy. And again, it sounds like it would be more of like a swinger type party, and it's not. I actually create a very safe and controlled container of this where I'm the orchestrator of all of these energies, and we keep it safe by these boundaries and these agreements we set. But there's also, even if you come as a couple, there's no kissing, there's no oral sex, there's no intercourse, and we're constantly washing hands and things in between. So it's a way to experience group sexual energy in a very safe, contained way without having to worry about anybody's status in regards to STDs or STIs or what their sexual life is like. And again, I thought it would just be this kind of playful thing to do, and I've had people have incredibly mind-blowing, full-life transformational experiences coming to one of these. This is kind of out there story for those of you that might understand this. I've had a woman who's come to my group workshops who's rode the Sibian and claims that she has left her body, went up and cleared her Akashic records, got downloads, and came back down. That to me is mind-blowing. And this has opened my eyes to the possibility of doing essentially energetic grid work with sexual energy, that it's something that I'm interested in exploring soon of people that I know that are already conscious and aware of their sexual energy and literally creating grids of energy around which we could explore. And one of my kind of probably out there, but I think it could work ideas, is to have World Orgasm Day, with the idea being that we can take the same concept multiplied by group energy, expanded across the entire planet, combined with the tipping point theory of consciousness, which it has to do with monkeys and however many monkeys would do something, they all would. And this is a theory that works with human consciousness. If enough people per capita to the bigger population believe something or practice something, suddenly the way energy works, everybody does. So my idea of World Orgasm Day would be getting the bigwigs involved, the Oprahs. Call out to you, Oprah. I hope you're listening. Have me on your show. And the Deepak Chopras and the Eckhart Tolles to do mass clearings of people, of energetic clearing, and then either having centers on grid points across the globe or on their own, people would, for one day, masturbate and have sex consciously with the same intention of, say, world peace. And I truly believe if done right, we could literally create a tipping point of consciousness that would raise the level of the entire planet. So, you know, big goals, big orgasms, big goals.
Yeah, I love it. So, we want to talk about my experience, and Amy touched on it a bit. So I, you know, showed up. I had been feeling a sense of that I was, like, living in this wall of protection. And, I mean, rightfully so. I grew up in a place where I was very criticized for practically everything in my life. And so I had built this huge wall of protection around me. And so my intention for my session with Amy was to kind of break through the wall. Like, I could literally feel this weird box around me. It was very kind of interesting. And then we went, you know, I went to Amy's and I wrote down my intention of clearing that. I think that, and of course, really wanting to be seen more, you know, as a business owner, that's very important. And I was finding myself hiding on many, many, many occasions. So, we really wanted, you know, to break through that, or at least that was my intention. And then, so I got there. Amy explained the whole thing, a lot of which I didn't understand, but I went with it. And then we, you know, she started with the aura cleanse, and then I sat down and was kind of in and out of consciousness the entire meditation. But one of the biggest thing, like the biggest energy clearing I had, was when you did the cap removal. It was like my head just opened up completely. I mean, that I remember it, like there was some cellular shifts there because it was pretty vivid. You know, and then the DNA activation, and then, you know, the rest, the tantric work too, but you know, let's just talk about what happened afterwards.
Yeah, please. I'm so excited.
So she finished, and two words kept popping up in my head, and it was unapologetically me, which later made me realize that in some way, shape, or form, I was sorry for who I was, and I was trying to make up for something else.
Yeah.
So that's the new theme I took on, unapologetically me, after that. I went and got my hair done that day and turned it purple.
Nice.
And then after that, I took a selfie of myself. And lo and behold, that photo, you could actually see my crown chakra and my throat chakra in the photo. Like, that's how much she opened it. Yeah. So about 4 days after that, I went to California for a conference. And the day before the conference, I was sitting in the lobby of the hotel, and the person who orchestrates the conference, his name is James Malinchak. He was America's Secret, or he was on the ABC show America's Secret Millionaire about 5 years ago. And, you know, he's a millionaire who teaches marketing. So I walked up to him and wanted to thank him for inspiring for me to write my book. So I gave him a copy of the book. I'd already signed it. And he said, "I'm happy to write you a testimonial for this book." And he asked me to write down my address and, you know, whatnot. And he would send it to me. Well, you know, we're doing our thing, and that, you know, the next day we're sitting right up front in the conference, and he's starting off his kicking it off, so to speak, and he notices me, walks up on stage, goes to the table, grabs my testimonial, walks over, and in the middle of, I mean, there are about 70 people at this conference, I think, hands it to me and says, "Here's your testimonial, Carly."
Talk about being seen. Yeah.
Right?
You go,
and
girl.
The
wow.
best thing is I had no shame around it.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And as a result, I had people asking me about my book, asking me what I did. Two people booked me on their radio show.
Nice.
And yeah, so I was definitely seen. And then I think he mentioned me or pointed me out multiple times each day throughout the rest of the conference. So definitely was being seen. Not only that, I used to wear black a lot.
Interesting.
In an effort to not be seen. I know,
right?
And I wore bright, colorful colors the entire time and didn't feel, anything about it. It was great.
Nice. Oh, I'm so proud of you, sister. That is awesome. And what a perfect testimonial to how powerfully and quickly it can work. And then the beautiful other side of it is then how quickly you can manifest. You just got to get the shit out of the way. So if you're listening to this and you're struggling at all with life, know that there's a way out and there's a powerfully fun way to get there. It's not your fault. You are literally carrying around other people's shit and it needs to be cleared. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, it was quite the experience, and now I have a celebrity endorsement for my book, and
nice.
A bunch of other amazing things have shown up. So, yeah, it was really cool.
Awesome. I'm so honored to share it with you, and I can't wait to see what we co-create and co-collaborate together.
Yeah, definitely, because I'm, getting more and more, awarenesses and that. I need to focus more on helping people with their sexuality. So for those who are listening, things will be coming down the pipeline.
Nice.
That you'll hear all about, but that was definitely another thing I was, Amy's talked a lot in the last hour about taking on other people's shit. Well, sure enough, I was taking on other people's shame around sexuality and wasn't willing to step into all my knowledge and help people with it.
Yeah. It's you're not alone. It is so pervasive. I like to use this example. Think about when you just go to get a regular massage. They're very well-meaning, but the fact that they're so careful about touching that damn sheet around the genitals so that it can't be seen drives me insane. I mean, it's just one example of how intrinsic this fear and guilt and shame around our sexuality, which is such a primal aspect of ourself, is. It's no wonder we're all lost. So if you felt lost, give yourself a break. Just know it's not your fault and there is a way out.
Yeah. And I'm actually, it's funny, I'm doing a talk. I was really originally going to talk to her group about being, creating more passion in your life, but we switched it to how to be a somebody in your business.
Nice. Yeah. And if anybody out there is listening and feels a call to do this type of work, I haven't quite figured out the logistics of it yet, but I do want to create some sort of training program around what I do to teach the actual specifics of what I do, but the general concepts so that the point is that more people need to do this type of work. So if you're feeling a soul calling in this moment, know that there is possibilities of you taking pretty much any type of consciousness work and pairing it with a direct sexual orgasmic experience and making it that much more powerful. And you will actually, I think, connect to more people because of that universalness of sexual energy as well as the pleasure principle of it. It's like a win-win.
Yeah, well, and it's funny. Before you started, I was like, I need to see if Amy's working on how to teach people how to do what she does.
Yeah, and I haven't yet, but I've been feeling more the calling to share this in a bigger way. And, if any of you out there are sitting on a bankroll of $1 million and want to help me start this sex church sanctuary, find me. I'm just putting the call out to the universe, and I will masturbate as soon as we're done to the notion that there will be a direct avenue of abundance to create a bigger place for this work to be done, because it's needed. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, because of all the programming around it, legal, religious, political, and otherwise, even if people are inclined to do this type of work, there's a whole nother layer of fear and guilt and shame about doing this really out there in the world. And I am one of the rare ones who made a choice a few years ago, once I completely found my authentic soul energy, to be the example of never having to live a lie or live in a closet again. I live my life completely openly and honestly, taking some risks along the way, in that I'm pretty out there in the world about doing this type of work. And I realize that not everybody else can do that. So I'd like to create a safe haven where people can do this work in a way that's really powerful without having to necessarily be in people's faces. But I'm willing to take on that mantle because it's time to change. The world's going to hell in a handbasket, and we've got to find a way out.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think the world is just becoming more conscious as it is. So, as a whole. So
yeah, I'm really feeling energy growing around all types of consciousness practices and open sexuality and whatnot. So there's safety in numbers. So the more people do this type of thing, it can only help but grow for each other too.
Yeah. So Amy, real quick, we're running low on time here. How can people incorporate this type of practice into their own life? Just give a few tips.
Yeah, so the best way is, and this makes sense, because what we're trying to do is find your way back to you. That's the goal here. So if you can bring a practice like this into your own life through an intentional masturbation, that alone will change things for you. I actually have a 20-minute audio of me doing an energetic release. It's this guided meditation to help you release negative energy and call back some of the pieces of your soul and the chakra opening that I can send to you. And then essentially what you'll do is you'll create somewhat of a ritual around your own masturbation practice. You will set the intentions of what you want to release, what you want to call in, and ideally write them. Handwriting is getting lost in this world, and it's an important piece of kind of owning and setting that energy. And then do something to clear yourself of energy. If you have a meditation that you already like, do that. If you know how to run access bars or have them run, do that. Or some of the access consciousness clearing statements or the guided meditation I could take you on. There's a number of different ways to clear your own energy. And then take that now cleared energy and activated into your own body. So when I do an intentional masturbation, I cover my whole body with essential oils, and I do the elemental energy balancing touches on myself, a firm earth touch, a flowing water touch, a light air touch, and then a friction-inducing fire touch. Then I set the intention of what I want to manifest, and then I masturbate. And so I create a whole ritual around this that lasts about an hour, incorporating all the senses, playing special music, lighting candles, kind of overwhelming the senses. You can make it really simple. You can make it elaborate. But the more you take a consciousness practice and anchor it with your own orgasm, it can't help but supercharge things and flow energy out into your life. And then you can bring a practice like this with a partner and link your energies and collectively clear more stuff. I mean, the sky's the limit of what you can do with this. Just plant that seed of a consciousness practice anchored to your orgasm. That's essentially what intentional orgasm is.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And Amy, how can people find out more about you?
I have a website, www.intentionalorgasm.com. You can also find my book, like I said, on Amazon and Kindle. It's called Intentional Orgasm, Changing the World, One Orgasm at a Time. You can email me at intentionalorgasm@gmail.com. If you're local here in Colorado, I have a meetup group called Temple of Ishtar where I post my group events. I have a Intentional Orgasm page on Facebook. Or, if you're local or if you have questions about my practice, you can reach me by phone at 303-204-7309. And hopefully coming soon is the ability to do remote work via Skype. So that's coming soon for those of you that aren't local.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. This has been amazing.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor to be here, and it was truly an honor to do that work with you, and I can't wait to see what the new unapologetically you does to rock the fucking world.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a keynote presentation of mine at some point.
Yes.
For sure. Well, again, thank you so much, Amy, and we will definitely be in touch soon.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and may you always find your bliss.
Thanks. Yes, and thank you again for everyone listening to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein. It's been a pleasure being on the show this evening. And if you want to find out more information about me, you can visit my website, carlystein.com, carlystein.com. You can pick up my free relationship creation guide on the website, as well as get information about upcoming programs I have. And you can also pick up my book on Amazon, which is 101 Ideas to Create Fun and Memorable Dates by Carly Stein. And that, again, that's on Amazon. So have a great evening, everyone. And we will be on again next Sunday. Thank you.